Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Associated Press reports that world major powers and Iran have agreed to extend nuclear talks until July 7th. The nuclear program talks were underway in Vienna Tuesday, with Tehran and the group of six world powers trying to reach a long-sought comprehensive nuclear agreement. The nuclear negotiations are taking place in Vienna, and the deadline for the deal was today. The Iranian foreign minister, Zarif, returned with his nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi. They're meeting with the U.S. delegation. The Secretary of State, Kerry, is meeting with the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. A 17-year-old boy has died from Ebola in Liberia. We have details now from VOA's Miriam Diballo.
Deputy Health Minister Talbert Nyenswa, who heads Liberia's Ebola response, told VOA the teenager died on June 24th and was given a safe burial the next day. Our surveillance team is working very well. They've picked up this dead child from his parents' home, tested him yesterday, and the child was positive. He says it's not known yet how the boy contracted the disease, but the case is under investigation. He stressed the public should not panic, noting that it's the only known case since the country was declared Ebola-free by WHO officials on May 9. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar.
The UN Security Council has extended the peacekeeping mission in Sudan's Darfur region for another year. The extension was approved even though the Khartoum government had asked for the mission to be withdrawn. The $1.1 billion a year peacekeeping force is operated jointly by the African Union and the United Nations. VOA News.